Today is Srila Prabhupada's Sannyas Day, the Vishwarupa Mahotsava, and I'll also answer a question here from Rainita Singh in South Africa, who says, last night we lost a very senior disciple from our temple in Lenasia, South Africa. His sudden death took us all by surprise. We were told by the temple seniors to chant in his name, which we all followed faithfully. Question is, how long should one continue to chant for a departed soul, and how long does it take for the soul to find its next body? When it's a question of, as here, senior Vaishnava, of course, I don't know details, but senior Vaishnava's body is already determined by Krishna. Our devotional service during our days that we're present in this world already determine our future body. If someone is very advanced in Krishna consciousness, then his body, he will have awakened his swarup, his spiritual body. If that hasn't been fully achieved, if someone is not fully successful for that, then he'll achieve a body that Krishna thinks to be fitting for him. And he'll either go take birth in this world, in some family, Suchinam Shimitam. He'll go to the higher planets or the demigods if he has a strong desire for enjoyment, and at the same time practice, get the association and practice Krishna consciousness. Possibly from there go back to Godhead, as Prabhupada wrote in the case of Jayananda Prabhu. So, but in any case, although there may be different results, Krishna is personally taking care of us, those results will be determined directly by the Lord immediately, because devotional service has been going on for a long time, and that is what has established the future. And about chanting for someone, it's like praying for someone. We pray on behalf of someone, and the best prayer is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So we pray to the Mahamantra, with the Mahamantra, that Krishna will kindly look kindly upon such a soul and give him his mercy. Because we're living in the association of Vaishnavas, not only do we have the good fortune to leave this world in the association of Vaishnavas, but the Vaishnavas also pray for us. And of course that also invokes Krishna's mercy. Krishna just doesn't only consider our efforts in devotional service, but what other Vaishnavas think of us, how they pray to us, for us, and therefore we will. When someone leaves this world, then we're chanting while they're departing. And after they're departed, we chant. For how long? Sometime. Generally, as long as the rituals and the actual either cremation or burial of that person has taken place. And then we continue on. We continue on because we can't live in the past. He's already gone. His future has already been determined in any case. And there's a practical reality, is that as Krishna consciousness movement spreads, as there are more and more devotees, as we become older as Vaishnavas, more and more people leave this world. And ultimately, we also need to be getting on with our own lives. We can't simply be chanting and living for all the people who are departing in this world. Krishna is taking care of them, Masuchaha. So don't worry. As long as those celebrations and remembrances are taking place for a person, then we continue on. They've gone on, we need to go on. We need to move on. As far as Vishwarup Mahotsava, Srila Prabhupada Sannyas, there's so many things I was thinking about this morning, and it's 51 years last year. I think I spoke a little more at length of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sannyas, Srila Prabhupada's 50th year, Lord Chaitanya's 500th year, Srila Prabhupada's 50th year. This was the day when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother accepted the renounced order of life, and then Srila Prabhupada in Mathura, he also did the same 51 years ago. One thing that we should all keep in mind is that, as Srila Prabhupada said by his example, is that sannyas is obligatory for everyone. Not necessarily that you have to leave your wife and enter into the renounced order of life, but in that we have to practice sannyas throughout our lives. Krishna conscious vision of the Grihastha ashram is a renounced one, brahmachari, no illicit sex. That's really renunciation, and therefore Prabhupada coined this phrase of Grihastha brahmachari. Is that the Grihasthas, they're also embracing renunciation. What to speak of course, for our regulative principles and so many other things, our lifestyle is a renounced lifestyle. And that renunciation is something that we continue throughout our lives in different stages. And Krishna makes sure of it, that we're in renounced positions, whatever our ashram is, brahmacharis, grihasthas, that we have to move on from our place of work or service, change service. There are so many life changes that we have to adjust to and accept, because it's not that when one takes sannyas at the end of life that then all of a sudden you become renounced. If you haven't practiced renunciation throughout your life, then it becomes very difficult to be renounced at the end of life. And many of our devotees will actually and should must come to that stage when their children are grown up and they have their lives of their own, to just move on. And just recently, just when we had our festival here, Radhasthami festival, which was so wonderful, it was really quite unique, we had one Grihastha family guest, Niranjan Maharaj, brought them Purusharta Prabhu and his good wife. So they're Prabhupada's disciples, their children have grown up, and they're thinking about, you know, how will they be able to now do service, how can they do full-time service. And when Pancha Urdhvam Vanam Rajat Vanaprastha means, yes, at 50 you still have, or in your mid-50s, from there until, if you're in good health, you could go till 70, 75, who knows. Srila Prabhupada kept traveling until he was 80. So you can still do a lot of active service for Srila Prabhupada, for ISKCON, which in one sense can pale the amount of service that devotees did in their brahmachari and brahmacharini days. They can be doing a lot more. In one sense, a lot of the passion of youth is burnt. Generally, people are more peaceful in mind. They've lived out many of their desires, and by having practiced Krishna consciousness for decades, they have spiritual strength, and it becomes a really great contribution to the society, which is sort of a next wave or a next phase that we're entering into. And that's renunciation. And then, of course, all of these different aspects of renunciation bring us, because I was speaking, I think there's Jayadev Prabhu who just left. When they were here, I was speaking to them not to fall into the granny and grandpa trap, in other words, that enter into grihastha life again, not as parents, but as grandparents, to become like full-time nannies taking care of children. But obviously, as grandparents, one has a certain obligation. But that the opportunities that are available for preaching are now opening up again more and more, just by the nature of circumstances. And for that, there has to be a sense of renunciation, because the ultimate renunciation, everyone has to do. That ultimate renunciation is the real sannyas, is that you have to give up this world. You have to be willing to let go of your body, let go of all other attachments, whatever we've practiced throughout our life, whether we've stayed as brahmacharis or grihastas. But at a certain point, death means you take sannyas, and it's forced upon you. So Krishna says, Mrityu sarva harashaham. He says, I'm death, and I take everything away. So then everything goes, and ultimately that's what sannyas is. So there's two ways, therefore Upanishad says that there are two ways to face death. One, in the way that the animals do, that you're forcibly losing everything. And the other one is that I've already given up everything. So what is death to me? It's just, I've already given up my attachment to body and the world and everything that's in it, and family and friends, and I've accepted the fact that even my connection with devotees has to step up to the spiritual platform, because everybody's body is temporary. And therefore, what's death? Krishna says, tata adihantara prati, just changing your dress, that's all. And that then is actually a real sannyasi, anashita karma palam. And that we need to prepare for. And this Vishwarupa Mahotsava is helping us prepare for that eventuality. Hare Krishna.